This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. They're coming on trains, planes, and automobiles. This weekend, thousands of people are converging on the nation's capital ahead of the presidential inauguration festivities. One of the larger groups is coming from the president's hometown. Hundreds of Chicagoans rode in chartered train cars for 18 long hours. NPR's Sonari Glinton was along for the ride.
In what they call the Great Hall of Chicago's Union Station at the height of rush hour, a few hundred men and women slowly made their way to two folding chairs where Tiama Romero was holding court.
In order for you to get on that train, the conductor would have to approve it. So if you don't mind waiting over here, that would be great.
Okay, if we have our tickets. I already have my ticket.
Okay, can you wait over here for me, please?
Romero has been working in the office of Congressman Danny Davis for more than 14 years. During the first inaugural, Romero's staff organized a trip for over 700 people in 10 buses. One of those buses broke down. This time, Romero says she's not having any of that.
To be honest with you, I didn't want to deal with the nightmare of a bus having issues like it did last time. Someone emailed me and said, let's take a plane this time, Tiama. So I thought the train was the compromise.
This time, there were only about half as many travelers to organize. Congressman Davis's office chartered cars on an Amtrak train. This group was mostly African-American, mostly over 60, and mostly from Chicago's west and south sides.
All right, welcome. We're glad to have you. All right, who's this mic? All right, straight ahead, Congressman Davis group. Have fun.
There were coaches, sleeping cars, an observation lounge, but the fun was to be had late night in the cafe car. There was a little bit of liquor, a few card games, and a lot of trash talking.
This is Jonathan. He just got a nice butt whoop in his face. I'm teaching right now.
Almost every conversation eventually turned to the inauguration and the future. Jeanette Parks volunteered during the president's first campaign, and this time she knocked on more than 1,000 doors for him. This inauguration, Parks says, is more special than the last.
Because he don't have to run anymore, he can stand up and say, I am the man this time. Right, that's right, I am the man.
While there's a lot of revelry, there was a lot of talk about what the second inaugural means for the people on the train.
Part of it is pride, just plain old natural pride.
Congressman Danny Davis organized this trip, and he says this inauguration is especially meaningful for Chicagoans who supported the president for years.
There's a recognition that your town has made a serious contribution to what the country has become and is becoming.
Davis says he's seen many politicians rise and fall, but he says for many, this president and this inaugural is more personal.
The feeling that a father gets when his son is the leading actor in the school play, you know. Hey, that's my boy. Hey, Barack's from the south side of Chicago. That's our guy.
This train was full of supporters. Janice Trice says she has a lot of expectations for the next term, and she says she wants the president to know.
We pray for you every day that God will put his love and arms around you and protect him.
Trice says the president needs it, and so does the country. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.